happens when you get hungry. Some of you get straight up mad at the world until you get fed. You get hangry. I'm not talking about that. What else happens when you get hungry? Well, the natural thing that happens is your body tells you it's time to eat, sometimes rather loudly. Your stomach growls. True story. We've had to stop and start over recording before because my stomach growled so loud. Producer Nick could hear it all the way across the room. I have an embarrassing teenage moment when my stomach growled in church. I was sitting in the middle of our youth group and someone turned around and said, "Feed that girl." Oh my goodness. I get hungry. My body is saying, "When are you going to eat? It's time to eat." It's an outward sign or sound of an inward need. Let's consider something else. What happens when you worry? You can't pay the bill that's due. The car won't start. You're waiting on the doctor to call with test results. You can't see where this season ends up. Worry consumes your thoughts and mind. Then fear creeps in. What outward sign do we begin to see? Your body responds with anxiety. There have been a few times I struggled with anxiety in the past. I would have mild panic attacks. My heart would race, and I wanted to run away from it all. Other times I would spiral a bit into depression, not wanting to get out of bed. I know I'm not alone in having dealt with that, so I'll stop right here for a side note. In that season of life, I did seek out a Christian counselor to help me dig into the roots of those very real physical effects of anxiety. We talked through the worry and fear. If your body is telling you something, pay attention to it. Talk to someone and be honest. The enemy is very real and wants nothing more than to steal, kill, and destroy your life. Have someone help you shine the light of God's truth on those broken roots so you can dig them up and find healing. Now, back to the topic at hand. What do anxiety and hunger pains have in common? Let's look. Matthew 6:25. "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" Jesus is telling us, do not worry. Don't worry about your life. Food, clothes, trust me, I got you. Don't you see the birds and how I care for them? Will I not care for you? John 6:35. "And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Can you imagine never being hungry? Never being thirsty? Jesus once again tells us, believe in me. Set your eyes on me. Hunger for more of me. I am living water. Stop worrying about what you think you won't have or the how, when, where, and what. Do you see it? Jesus is the bread. We don't have to have a care because he cares for us. Faith in Jesus leads us to fullness of life, not want or worry. And as a result, fear and anxiety must go in Jesus' name. That's the truth. Be anxious for nothing. If you need help along the way, talk to a pastor or someone you trust to begin the process of never being anxious or begging for bread again. I'm Lori Klein.